The Gemara of Chesam Beis brings down the din of a sukkah's ganvach. Ganvach is a sukkah made by either Gayim, Nashim, or sukkah behema, or kusim, that those sukkahs are kosher. And it's mover from the Gemara that it's an isha is kosher to make a sukkah. Rabbi Kivager on that Gemara is mitzayin to a Tosis and Gittin and Daf Memham Beis. What does he mean to say with that? So Lechai is coming to ask a kasha from this Gemara over here on Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara says in Gittin over there in Daf Memhei that there's a din of kol sheyeshna b'kshira, yeshna b'ksiva, that when it comes to tefillin, say for Tari Mezuzis, only one who's mitzvah in the mitzvah of tefillin is able to write the tefillin. And Mimela, a isha who's pater from the mitzvah of tefillin, she's possible from writing the tefillin. If you're not b'kshira, you're not b'ksiva. That's what the Gemara says. So Tosis over there brings from Rabbeinu Tam that he wanted to extend this to other mitzvahs beyond tefillin. And Sefer Torah Mezuzos, he said, who had been by lulav? And Isha cannot be ayir a lulav. She can't make a lulav. She can't tie the dalminim together because she's pater from the mitzvah of lulav. And being that she's pater from the mitzvah of lulav, she is possible to make the lulav. Because yeshiva b'ksiva applies to other mitzvahs as well. So Tosis asks on Rabbeinu Tam from our Gemara. He says, from our Gemara, see, not like that, because the Gemara over here says that Sukkos Ganvach is kosher. One of them is the nun is for Nashim, and Isha is able to make a sukkah, even though Nashim are patim in a sukkah. So if you see that an Isha can make a sukkah, even though she's patim in a sukkah, you see that obviously this din of Koshiyeshon and B'Kshir, Yeshon B'Ksiva does not apply to other mitzvahs. It's limited to tefillin and mezuzahs and Sefer Torah, and nothing else. That's his kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. And the question is, so what's the tetzer of Rabbeinu Tam? How does Rabbeinu Tam understand why how could he say that an Isha is possible from making a lulav because she's pater from lulav, but yet we see that she is kosher to make a sukkah even though she's pater from mitzvah sukkah? And I thought that maybe it could be mazbe like this. Maybe you could say there's a fundamental chilik between the mitzvah of lulav and the mitzvah of sukkah. That this Rabbeinu Tam says that women are pater from pasul to do an asiyah of a mitzvah that they're pater from. It's not any asiyah, but stafka if the asiyah is creating a chefzah shel mitzvah, creating a chefzah shel mitzvah with your asiyah. So tefillin, she's creating a chefzah shel mitzvah tefillin. Lulav, when you argue it together, you create a chefzah of the mitzvah of lulav. But when it comes to sukkah, sukkah is not creating a chefzah shel mitzvah. You're not creating a chefzah shel mitzvah. The sukkah is not a chefzah shel mitzvah. It's not something you do a mitzvah with. It's a makam you have to be within when you do your mitzvah of achila basukkah. There's a mitzvah on the gavra to be eichel basukkah and to live in the sukkah, and he has to be surrounded with the sukkah when he does his mitzvah. But it's not something I do a mitzvah with. I'm not creating a chefzah shel mitzvah. It's something that has to be around me. It's a tanai which is needed for me to be mekayim a mitzvah b'shiva basukkah. And on such a thing, you don't say there's no din of kshatim uchsaftim, for that women would be kosher. And a raya to this, and I think he came out and says this beferish, is the Meiri. The Meiri in the beginning of the third parak of Sukkah is coming to say, to be mazbe, there would be a makam to say that even though the din of mitzvah hababa aver would apply to a lulav, but perhaps it wouldn't apply to a sukkah. This would answer many kashas, and kamakam laharich. But he says, what's the chilik? He says, mitzvah hababa aver is only when you're doing a mitzvah with the guf hadavar. So he says, by lulav, you're doing the mitzvah with a gufa lulav. You're taking the lulav and doing a mitzvah with it. But he says, by sukkah, a sukkah ain't a yotze begufa. You're not doing a mitzvah with a gufa sukkah. He says, bekarka oilam hu yashav. You're sitting in karka oilam. You're sitting on the ground. Elisha sukkah makifase. But the sukkah is being makif you. The sukkah surrounds you. So he's saying, it's different than a lulav when you do a mitzvah with the physical cheftashal mitzvah of the lulav. Over here, you're not doing a mitzvah with the sukkah. You're doing a mitzvah in the sukkah. You do your mitzvah of yeshiva and achila, and you have to be surrounded by the sukkah when you do your mitzvah. So I think it's mamash's chilik that in a certain sense, a lulav is a cheftashal mitzvah. You do a mitzvah with. Sukkah is not a cheftashal mitzvah because you don't do a mitzvah with it. You do your mitzvah in it. And by that, there might not be a psul for nashim. The kshatim uchsaftim would not apply lefi Rabbein Tam. So I found that this svara, I think, is pretty much said by Shmuel Birnbaum Zatzal in the Sefer Pesach Ol Mayed from Rabbi Avram Leshinsky. He brings this down b'shem Shmuel Birnbaum, this chilek that women only puzzle from making a chafzah shul mitzvah, but not stam and asiyah. And he says the sukkah is not a chafzah shul mitzvah, lulav is a chafzah shul mitzvah, but he's not really mazur why. Where do we see that? In what sense is a lula more of a chafzah shul mitzvah than a sukkah? But I think Lefidus Meiri in the third paragraph of sukkah, it's muzbeh very well that lulav is a davar that you're yotze begufa, you do the mitzvah with it. Mashenki in a sukkah, it's makif you, it's around you, you're not doing the mitzvah with it, it's not a chafzah shul mitzvah. And for that, Efshir ben Atam will be maskim that women are kosher to make it.